Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Bob Zimmerman about the plans to replace the ISS with multiple possibilities. One is the NASA build-out of a space station and not depending on just one company to build it. Bob here explains. Sean Duffy is the new temporary or perhaps permanent head of administrator of NASA now, and this is the Trump administration's vision of the future, using commercial space in all of its glory, as opposed to the Biden administration, which was much more command economy. Here's Bob to explain what we know so far about the replacement of ISS. Much more of this tonight.
All right, so this has to do with the space stations that, the American space stations that will replace ISS, hopefully by the end of this decade when ISS is hopefully retired, lasts that long. VAST is one of those four companies consortiums that are competing to do this. And the story here has to do with NASA and VAST's position on NASA. NASA recently announced it is changing its strategy for replacing ISS. Previously, under the Biden administration, the plan had been to award a large space station contract to one, maybe, but not likely, of these competing companies to build a major station and to do it with a goal of having immediate continuous human occupation so that we continue to have people in space at all times, even when ISS goes. And the Trump administration changed that. Sean Duffy, interim head of NASA, said, nope, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to force these new consortiums to have continuous occupation right off the bat because they're not going to be prepared to do that. It's going to be very difficult. Let's get them up, ramp up to that over time, which is a sensible approach. He also said we're no longer going to give a single big contract. We're going to give out smaller SpaceX agreements. These are the kind of contracts they use to get Cygnus and Dragon up to the ISS. Whereby the companies have to invest some of their own money in development, but they'll get development money to keep moving forward and hit milestones.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.